Welcome to the Coach Lalisa Show. We are here to coach you to your success, to coach you to your purpose, your passion, and your destiny. Tune in each week, Monday through Friday morning, for a lesson, a tool, or a tip or strategy on how to dig deep past all the things that are hiding the true you. Find out not only who you are, but exactly what you ought to be doing in your life, where you should be going, and how you should be getting there. Well, I am Lalisa J. Williams, your coach, and I am honored and grateful to be here to assist you. Stay tuned for the next 30 minutes and enjoy the show. You can contact Coach Lalisa after the show via the internet. You can visit the website www.lalisajwilliams.com, or for free coaching sessions just for you, go to www.mylifecompass.com/Lalisa Williams. Now I want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes. We got activities lined up for you. Get ready to go to another level in your life. And don't forget, invite a friend tomorrow. The show is going to be awesome. And now, Coach Lalisa J. Williams.
Good morning, and welcome to Fantastic Fridays. Well, we've had midweek inspiration on Wednesday and fantastic Thursdays. Then we had tremendous Tuesdays and marvelous Mondays. And today is the day. Fantastic Friday. Well, for some of you, this day marks the day that starts your celebration, your party, your weekend. Where are you getting? For some of you, it starts a mini retreat for you. How many of you have a mini retreat each and every weekend? You know, we have to take care of me. We need that me time. We need that me time. And so for some people, the weekend is their mini retreat, the time that they go and do something nice for themselves and go and relax, go to a spa, go to a museum, something where you can just relax and rejuvenate from all the hustle and bustle from all week long. Well, I know for some people, that's a very, very hard thing to do, is to take care of themselves and to pamper ourselves. And we're going to be talking more about that, pampering ourselves, and we're going to plan a spa day for the women where we have, maybe a day and a half. We did something back in December, but we need to do this more than once a month. I mean, more than once a year. So we did something back in December, so we're going to plan to do something, another one where we have the little pampering on a Friday evening and then Saturday. But Saturday is going to be, we had some workout, we got up, we stretched, we danced, and we just had a great, great time at the Releasing Your Inner Power Women's Retreat. We were at the Wyndham Hotel in Newark, New Jersey, back in December. Well, we're going to do something in another month or so, another spa weekend, a Friday, and then a Saturday where we're going to exercise, we're going to work out, we're going to swim, and just have some fun with each other. So ladies, get ready. We're going to work on putting that together. Right there at the Wyndham, they have a swimming pool, so we will definitely choose a summer, and we will do that this summer. Well, it's just one day away from the workshop, the conference, the expo. It's going to be so much going on at the Wyndham tomorrow with the Just Write It convention. Now, I know you wished you had known about it. You're just hearing about it right now. And you're saying, how could you have missed this? Well, I don't know. We've posted this all over Facebook, and I tell people all the time, you know what? You need to stop missing out on things, and you just need to go on and get on Facebook. We are bond women. That means we're intelligent, we're independent, and we are business women. And so as business women, we take care of our business, and we have a Facebook account. That way, we can quickly, in an instant, check on all of these awesome events that are posted there so that we don't miss out. I'm telling you, I'm keeping up with stuff. You got to keep up. There used to be a little TV show that came on that said, children say the darndest things. Well, people post the darndest things on Facebook, and I'm talking about interesting things, things about scholarships for your students and for yourself. You know, scholarships are not just for children. Do you realize there are adults in their 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, and even 70s and beyond who get first-time scholarships to go to college and other scholarships, and there's fellowships, and there's gradships and doctoralships. So, you know, when people tell me, oh, I don't have the money to go to school, well, that's unfortunate that they have believed that, and that's, you know, what they believe, because people believe what they believe. However, there are 50 million ways to go to college for free, and it's not all based on you having a low income and getting a grant. There are things called scholarships that have been around probably since the beginning of education, and that you can get that you do not have to pay back. So anyway, I would have to do an entire other show on the many ways to fund your educational journey. So, good morning, and welcome to the Culture Lalisa Show. Good morning to Tokyo, Japan. Good morning to Newark, New Jersey, Hillside, New Jersey. Good morning. Okay, I asked the question, what do you think this one thing that stops most people, if not all people, from achieving the success that they really want in life? What do you think the number one thing is? So that's our topic for today. That's what we're going to be discussing. What is it that really holds people back? You know, what's the thing that people really feel powerless to sometimes, and they just cannot muster up, you see, this power? All right? So I'm asking you this, and we're going to discuss, I'm going to present to you the number one things. I'm going to break it down into a category, into 9 different categories. Okay? So, again, if you just tuned into the show, this is Coach Lalisa. Good morning, and welcome to North Carolina. North Carolina should be in New Jersey today. Then we also have Atlanta coming into New Jersey today. And then next week I will be traveling to Atlanta, Georgia, where I will be doing a workshop at a women's empowerment retreat. It is hosted by the Global Empowerment Group. So for those of you who can make it to Atlanta, Georgia, next weekend, the dates are from March 18 to March 20th. The Global Empowerment Group is a group of women business owners. Samia Dawson owns Carol's Closet. Vita Brown owns the Sister Empowerment Network. And Sharon Shear owns Glorious Crowns. And all of these women make up, and some other women make up, the Global Empowerment Group. They are having their health and wellness transformation summit. Wow. I was just speaking about living in balance, and their theme is living a life of balance. So that's going to be awesome. That's going to be in Atlanta, Georgia, March 18th through the 20th. I will be there. We will be at the Crown Plaza Hotel and Resorts. Wow, sounds like a pretty fancy place there. It's located at 1775 Parkway Place, Marietta, Georgia. So if you would like to attend, you need to call right away. Let me give you a phone number that you could contact. You need to follow up right away. You can call 770-428-4400, and you can make your reservation. You want to radically change your life. You need to come to the Women's Empowerment Health and Wellness Transformation Summit. The theme is Living a Life in Balance, and that's going to be held in Crown Plaza Hotels and Resort Center right there in Marietta, Georgia. Friday, they're going to begin at 7 p.m. to 10. They're going to be a meet and greet session and an opening featuring Angie Bradshaw. It's casual attire, but please bring a white light clothing for Saturday evening. Saturday evening, bring something white and light for Saturday evening. The workshop is only $50, but you do have to pay for your, you know, of course, your transportation and your hotel. Now, the rooms, I believe, are $79 a night. So if you share with somebody for two nights, it's only going to cost you a little over $80. So it's not bad for all that you're getting. It's going to be a wonderful, wonderful time. Ms. Sharon Shearer, she will be presenting a topic on looking for love, settling for sex. Looking for love and settling for sex. Angie Bradshaw and some others will be presenting. Coach Jackie Smith, Olivia V. Urling, and you heard them here on the Coach LaLisa Show not too long ago, will also be presenting on topics. Also, I will be doing a workshop, personality workshop, with Esther. Esther will be there presenting as well, a topic, Save a Womb. And then you will also have the Herb Lady. So this is going to be an awesome, awesome summit. You definitely want to mark your calendar and get there, if you can, to Atlanta, Georgia. So yes, yes, yes. Okay, Jimton, hey there. See many countries. All right. Now, let's see. What do we have? Okay. Glad you're okay, Paul. Was kind of worried for a minute. All right. Those, yeah. So we had some floods in your area, huh? Well, we pray your safety. We pray your success. We pray that everything works out. Wow. Okay. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the chat room. If it's your first time here, we welcome you. We thank Mr. Paul Kiriazzi for being here. For some of you who you didn't realize this, but Paul did a four-part series right here on the Coach LaLisa Show in the month of February. So for all 4 months, of all four Mondays in February, if you would like to hear his presentation on living the James Bond lifestyle, you can go back to the archives. You can find one right there on the Coach LaLisa homepage. Go back to the archives for the month of February. You will find them on the page right there in the middle of the page. You can scroll down or you can just go over to the side and click on the month of February 2011 and you will find all the shows listed there. His name is listed and the part that he did, part 1, 2, 3, 4. Each and every Monday, go and listen to that. And that was really, really awesome teaching, awesome teaching. So thank you again, Paul, for that. If you would like to catch any of Mr. Versi Walker's segments and any Wednesday, so just pull out your calendar, find a Wednesday, click on that date, and you can listen to his show. We are in the process of catching up to go back and label shows that are not labeled with various topics. For instance, our topic today, Friday, Fantastic Fridays. Today is March the 11th. I know that because tomorrow is March 12th, where we're going to have our exciting, exciting Just Write It writer and publisher convention at the Wyndham Hotel. If you haven't registered, you can still register. You still have time to register for that if you would like to do that. Also, you can call 888-714-7776 and give us your name. We have authors coming, author Deborah Brown Davis. We have authors Linda Wiggins Edwards, authors Elizabeth Allen Petty, authors K. Serena Weaver. We have many authors that are coming. Authors Elaine Haskins, coming all the way from North Carolina. Mr. E. Dean Coles, coming all the way from Atlanta, Georgia. So we have people coming from near and far. We have Mr. Percy L. Walker. He will be there talking about how to really, you know, sell your books and, you know, how to market to the right market, how to get yourself on television, on radio. He's been there, done that. Also, Ms. Deborah Brown Davis has also been written up in magazines. She's been interviewed. She's been on national television shows. She will also be there to tell you about how to get your book into the right hands. We will be there talking about the writing process. We will have someone there to talk about how to get started writing, how to flush out an idea, how to turn that idea into a book. So just many, many people are going to be there. We want you to be there. Now, some of you will not come and reach your true success in life because of the number one thing that I'm going to share with you in just a minute. The number one thing that stops most people from reaching their true success. So again, I want you to get a minute, get a pen and paper. I want you to write this down because you can post it somewhere very near where you won't forget it ever. Some people have had the challenge. They have faced this number one thing, and they have overcome it. And those individuals, I wish they would call in and tell us about it. Wonderful, wonderful. And he will sell the book. Okay, all right. So yes, yes, people need to hear your story. You know, I said that people, you may not have, your story may not be for everybody. I totally agree with you. But it is for somebody. You know, somebody is trapped behind a wall, in a ditch, stuck behind something that seems impossible for them to move, and you have the answer. But they can't hear it. You need to write it down. And you may say, well, why do I need to write it down? Can I not just call them up and tell them? Well, the problem with that is they may not be born yet, and you don't have a clue of who they are. And so that's why you need to write it down, because a book is permanent. You know, writing is permanent. You don't believe me? Well, just look at the Bible. It is one of the oldest written documents that has ever lived, and it is living, by the way. It is called the Living Word. And there are many, many other similar documents just like that. So the Word is permanent. If you write down the Word, and also, believe it or not, the written Word speaks louder sometimes in your voice. So when you write it down, you really move outside yourself. You know, you move beyond who you are. And when you put it on paper, because you don't know who may read. I mean, I've read books by people that have long since left this earth, been dead. Like I said, I mean, I read the Book of Moses, and how long has Moses been dead, you see? Well, there's no Book of Moses. I realize that. But I read his story. There may as well be a Book of Moses that, so we, as far as we know, there's no Book of Moses. read, well, you read the book of James, you read the book of Mark, Luke, and John. They are not alive today. So go on and write your book down. But the reason why a lot of people will never write, and I'm going to tell you, it's the same reason, the number one reason why so many people will never achieve their fullest greatness. Because here's the thing. Some people do achieve great things, but they do not achieve their full greatness. And you may say, well, how can that be possible? You know, people achieve their great. No, they don't. If you remember in this same book that I was just talking about, that's a legend that's been around for so long, in there is a story about these three people that each had a talent. And one had, you know, one had two, one had five. And in that story, if you remember, just, you know, the very, very short version, the person with five went and maximized on their fullest potential of their five. The person with two did the same. Both of those people were rewarded double for what, for the one who did five received five more, the one who did two received two more. But the one who had the one talent didn't have but the one. So people say, well, you're too busy. You do too much. How can you do so much? See, that's probably what the person with the one said to the person with the five, you see. And so they were so busy saying to the person with the five, why are you doing so much? I don't know. I'm just, you know, paraphrasing here. I'm writing my own story right now. But nonetheless, this is what is recorded. So the one person, what do you think they did with their one? Do you think they went and maximized on the one? For those of you who know the story, you know that's not the case. But some of you, you know that. You know, my sister taught me a long time ago, do not assume that everybody knows every Bible story there ever was, because they don't. So I'm not going to say, oh, well, you know the story, because now if I do that, I've left someone out, because not everybody knows that story. So for the one person, what do you suppose they did with their one? Now, I told you what the person with the five did. They maximized on their five, and they actually went and got five more. The person with the two maximized on their two and went and did additional two other things. And both of those people were rewarded from their master with more talents. Okay? So the person with the five had five, doubled that, and then got more. That's the person that people say they're too busy. The person with the two did the same. That's the people that, well, they're not too busy, but they're busy. Now, the person with the one, oddly enough, in this story, interesting enough, I should say, and sad for that person, because when their master came back, and of course they, well, just to let you know, they didn't use the one they had. They did not maximize on the one. They only had one. It's not like they had 1,500 things that they had to do on their plate. It's not like they had 10. They didn't even have two. They had one thing they could have focused on. But guess what they did? They did nothing with it. And the reason is, the number one reason that we're talking about right now, the number one thing that stops most people from achieving greatness. So because of that, it wasn't that the master said to them, okay, I'm going to give you another try. No, that's not how the story goes. The story finishes by sharing that the other two were heavenly rewarded, and the other person was basically cast into, you know, outer darkness, like, you know, just really bad. Let's just put it like that. So it's a parable. Parables teach us something that is critical for our lives. That's what parables, they teach us something that is critical for our supernatural success. And so it teaches us that you need to be maximizing on every talent you have, every single one. Now, one of the ways to help other people, because some of you, I know some of you, you love helping others. You, this is what you live for. For some people, helping others is that thing that's missing in your life. Like, you have the money, you have the car, you have the businesses, you have the ministries, you have all these different things. And the one, you have the relationship, you have this and that. But the one thing that's missing is your love to help others. You love helping other people. Can't do it enough. And I'm saying that one way to help others is to put it in a book. So anyway, that's my little spiel for books today. So good morning, and welcome to the show. I see you there on the phone lines. Good morning. I read, you think, good. Glad you like to read because we love to write. All right, buildings are floating, tsunamis are waving. You know, we're going to pray for those people. We were talking about water yesterday. We had Mr. Keating on the show, and if you missed his message, you will want to go back to the archives and listen to that, Mr. Keating. So again, I asked a question. Tell me, if you can guess, what do you think this number one thing that stops most people from achieving greatness? And I see you, Ms. Denise Jenkins, who's going to be a guest on the show on Monday. So make sure you're ready for that. Go tell all your friends, tell everybody you know to tune in to the Coachella Lisa show on Monday. You have not heard anything until you hear from this woman. She is powerful, dynamic. Trust me, she is utilizing all of her talents and gifts. She understands that you have to live full and die empty. Live full and die empty. You see, there's no need, there is no desire. You should have no desire. And I want to take you out of that place. I want to strip that of you, a desire to take to the grave with you your gifts and talents. That is a demonic spirit that is over your life and your children's lives, your friends' lives, and anybody's life you know that wants to take a gift to the grave. Why would you do that? That would be foolish. You see, God gave you the gift to use for his glory. You'd use that glory. He said he wanted to be glorified in the earth, not in the grave. Get it straight now, y'all. I know a lot of you Bible scholars out there. Listen, he wants to be glorified in the earth realm. The whole world is waiting on the manifestation of the glory of God, and the glory is in you. Bring it out. Use it. And I'm going to tell you, there's something that is stopping you from doing that, and you need that to stop today. It's, what is this, March the 11th? You need to mark this day. As a matter of fact, you need a separate calendar just for markings. You need to mark this day that that is the day you are going to stop. This is one, see, this is one spirit we're going to cast out today. You got to stop it. You got to. Because let me tell you, we just say go. We just tell that spirit to go. The spirit that would stop you from displaying the glorious talents that God has inside of you. Okay, so I know that there's a lot going on this weekend. There's a lot going on today. This is March, which marks Women's History Month. Some of you know this is Women's History Month, as it's being celebrated as such. You know, pretty much every month on the calendar now, from January to December, has an occasion attached to it, a cause, so to speak. January, that's the month for people to, the cause, to begin anew and set resolutions. And, of course, we celebrate in many parts of the world, especially in the United States, Dr. Martin Luther King's birthday. And so there's a lot of services and what have you as a reference to that. Then there's February. We celebrate a Black History Month and probably other things. And then March is Women's History Month. April is Stop Abuse Month, Stop Child Abuse and other types of abuse. And then April, in some places it could be this or that, but here in New Jersey it's the month for the arts. So people that are in various arts, whether it be literary arts or it be music arts or dancing and all those things. And then May, I'm not quite sure what May is, but then I know there are some other things that are attached to months. Well, most of us know that October, that is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, but also May, I think May, they have a lot of breast cancer awareness things happening. October is also Domestic Violence Awareness Month, but also other months. I mean, you can celebrate anything, anytime you want. I'm just going by that. November, you know, Thanksgiving, and then December, that represents, you know, the birth of Jesus and Christmas and giving and all of that and everything. So anyway, well, here we are back to Women's History Month. And I need to know, before I give you this, I want to see how many people, okay, somebody in the chat, okay, we have someone on the line. I think they want to guess what it is. So good morning, area code 440. Welcome to the Coach LaLisa Show.
Good morning, LaLisa. This is Denise from Cleveland. Hello.
Good morning, good morning. I know you're on fire this morning.
Yes, I am. We just got finished out of our prayer room, which starts at 6 o'clock in the morning to 7. So we missed the first parts of your broadcast, but I would have been remiss to not come in and see what you guys up in Newark, New Jersey are talking about. And boy, did I come in on a good one. You want me to answer this question, okay?
Yes,
what is
I would love to hear.
What is it that keeps people from telling their story?
No. What is
is
the number one thing that stops people from achieving their greatest success or the life that they really desire? What is the number one thing that stops people? Now, someone in the chat room said self, their own self. So let's see. One answer I got from the chat room so far.
Okay. I believe the number one thing that stops people is fear. Fear to succeed. And I know this is a business show, Coach LaLisa, but I believe that the enemy, because I'm just spiritual like that, believe that the enemy sets this thing up called fear that hinders people from taking that step in accomplishing anything that God has set up for them. And what they have to realize is that if they take that fear and flip it into faith and trust and believe that nothing is impossible without God, and that if they put God in the forefront of everything that they do, that they can achieve much. And if there's any Bible readers out there, one thing that we captured in our prayer room this week was that Psalms 37 is a good way to fight. If they take Psalms 37 and read it, and it tells them, fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the work of their iniquities. Believe me, if they can encourage themselves and rest and trust in God and delight themselves in the Lord, and he will give them the desires of their heart, then they can move forward and do anything that they want. Because even in that text, it talks about how God will order our steps. So I think it's fear.
Okay, well, you heard, well, we said someone in the chat room said self. We just heard from Denise in Cleveland, who is also going to be our special guest on Monday. So you are in for a real treat. You just heard a tiny, tiny sample of this awesome, awesome woman. She says that she believes it's fear. So we're not going to reveal it just yet. I want to give a few more people an opportunity. So hold on right there. Denise, don't go away. We have another caller who wants to show their screen. Morning. Okay. Here you go, 440 on the air, 833.
Yes, good morning. This is Felicia Stevenson.
Good morning.
Good morning, good morning. Praise the Lord. I think the answer would be a little bit more towards trust. Because a lot of times when we conquer things that we put trust in, we try to hold on to that and kind of not expand our trust outside of that box.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it keeps you from reaching, you know, to the highest, to the finish line, you know. But like sometimes they say, if you stay on the right track or if you stay on the right path, and a lot of times as long as, you know, we're doing good on that certain path, we'll just stick with that path instead of challenging the trust of the word of the Lord to take another step, take another step, take another step. Because we know we've already conquered, or we're victors over so many things that we'll think back and say, well, I'm just going to stay steadfast because it seems to be working.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Okay, I'm being good. Well, we thank you, and what's your name? Felicia?
Yes.
Okay, Felicia, thank you. Okay, I had to put Felicia back on mute there. We were getting some feedback from her line, but thank you, Felicia. I love your, thank you, trust. So we have on the table thus far the suggestion self, and we're going to ask the person who said self if they could elaborate a little bit there in the chat room. I don't know if they're able to. I know sometimes people are in the chat room, but they are also getting ready for work and getting the children ready for school. So they're listening and working and multitasking. But so far, you said Pat in the chat room said self. So I don't know if Pat wants to type in a sentence of what does she actually mean by self. But so fear, and we heard an explanation of that from Miss Denise also, who's going to be the guest on Monday. And she's going to talk to us about some important projects that are going on. I know they were on one of Radio 1's radio shows. She had an interview yesterday at 6 p.m. on a Cleveland Radio 1 station. And we know some great things are going down in Cleveland. We've been watching on the news, and there are some good things happening there. And also, I want to celebrate her and congratulate her for their prayer line that they have every morning at 6 a.m. They do a prayer line every morning at 6 a.m. So if you want prayer, she'll be on tomorrow and Monday. She'll be able to tell you all about that and how you can connect. But she's going to be awesome. Trust me, you want to go tell everyone, everybody you know. Now let's see. Some people, okay, Jimton said that, also in the chat room said that one of the number one things is that people are afraid to get started. Uh-huh. And then he said, others do start with vigor. They do well, they have success, and then the self, they kind of self-sabotage. Okay, Pat is saying that one of the reasons she said self, because a lot of what we do, she said, starts with self. So if we don't push ourselves to do what we desire in life, then it just won't get done. All right, so I think I will be, let's just go on and reveal that. And like I said, I'm going to break down this fear into 9 ways that it happens. So there, I just gave it away. So that is it. The number one thing that stops people in their tracks, so to speak, is fear. So yes, Denise, you guessed it. And also in the chat room, Jantim said people are afraid. So, but all of you are somewhat saying the same thing, believe it or not. It all boils down to fear, because when you say people don't want to get started, that's fear. Sometimes fear can be the same as not wanting. So when people don't want to do things, it sometimes is not so much that they don't want to, but they're afraid to. And some people do mix up, I don't want to do something, but I'm really afraid to do it. And sometimes people mix up, I don't want to do it with, I don't know how to do it. There are a lot of people that say, well, I don't want to do that. Well, is it that you don't want to or that you don't know how to? So that's another thing that stops people, is the lack of knowledge, is when you don't know to do something. Well, obviously that makes sense. If you don't know how to do it, how can you do it? But the problem is they're afraid to go and learn how to do it. There are a lot of people who are afraid to go to school at a late age. I had a lady tell me the other day that she's afraid of failing. She's afraid if she goes to school at her age, she doesn't like to read, so she's afraid that she'll go and fail. Well, there are many people with advanced degrees and achieve much greatness in school that don't like to read. As a matter of fact, I do it almost, not as a joke, but in a way, I do it almost as my own personal research. In every single class that I teach, from Essex County to Union County and when I was at Yeshiva, every single college, in every single class, and I've taught many classes, right? I should count them up one day, probably a couple thousand classes. And I always ask the students, I always ask them about reading, who likes to read, just to prove that you can make it through college, people. You don't have to like to read. I'm so sorry that liking to read is attached to going to college or going to school and doing well. It has nothing to do. Liking to, your love for reading has nothing to do with how well you will do in school. However, knowing how to read will have everything to do with it. Okay, so there's that. But your love for it has absolutely nothing. I know people that absolutely love reading. They've never gone to college. So loving to read is not a precursor for college or not even unless highly connected, okay? And the average student, if you would go take a poll or a survey, you would realize that they don't like to read, okay? But they graduate with high honors. And there are some that you thought, boy, because this kid loves to read, ooh, they just going to get straight A's. That didn't happen. Some of those kids flunked out or came close to flunking out. Their grades are so low when they graduate, they may as well have flunked out. But these were kids that you knew loved to read. So I want people to get past that loving to read thing in college. It has nothing to do with it. And you don't have to know how to read that well. Okay? Anyway, but you do have to have a dedicated heart for success, and you do have to get rid of fear. So fear, again, stops people from achieving what they want in life. Same thing with finances. You might say, well, that's not true. Well, I think it is true, and I've seen it to be true. A lot of people who are poor, the reason that they're poor, and I'm not talking about the ones that God said the poor will always be with you. I'm not talking about them. I'm talking about people who could have money but don't. Fear is the problem, some of them, because for some people, my mother taught me this, and I know it's a scripture, but she taught me anyway. Some people are afraid that money will burn a hole in their pockets. Remember your parents told you that? So they spend it without, you know, thought, because they're afraid. So they're back to fear. Some people are afraid to put their money in the bank and save it because they are afraid that the bank is going to close. Or the bank, or how about like over in Tokyo, I seen Paul say that the ATM machines were broken down for a minute and folk couldn't buy things because some people don't carry cash. Unless you're living the James Bond lifestyle, you always carry some cash. So Paul, with that being said, I think I'm just reminded that my husband is a James Bond kind of guy because he always has cash in his pocket. Ever since I met him 23 years ago, you're not going to catch Brother Drew Williams without cash. To him, if you don't have cash in your pocket, there's no need to leave your house. None in his mind. But anyway, I just thought about that. So thank you. I'm a Bond girl, and he's a Bond man. So there you have it. But back to this fear keeping you poor. Fear can keep you poor because, you know, the fear of the money will burn a hole in my pocket, so I got to spend it. The fear of investing, can't invest because I'm afraid that the investment will go bad. I'm afraid that NBC or HBO or any other major network will put a commercial out for something that I want to go get right now and I can't get my money because it's tied into an investment. And many, many other fears that are tied to money. I'm fearful to I'm fearful to take my money and invest it in something that's going to grow because, again, the investment may go bad. Like, there are some people who have come to you asking you to invest in some idea or some product or some service, and they've shown you in a plan how your investment can reap a huge profit, but your fear stops you from doing that because you're afraid that. And then that trust, like Felicia said, that trust, fear and trust go together. I'm afraid because I don't trust you, or I'm afraid because I don't trust the economy. I'm afraid because I don't trust the market. I'm afraid I don't trust that customers will really buy, you know, things like that. And it's easy to buy into these fears, people. It's very easy because, you know, when you're a little baby, right, you come into the world, right, your mother just birthed you out, right, and the doctor is holding you and they're cutting the umbilical cord. And the first thing they typically do to a child, they will slap the child. And the child cries. And this is the first, this is the child's first, you know, real experience with fear. You know, it's fear that startles this child. It's loud. It's a sound that they're not used to. And that kind of starts the ball of fear rolling, where then fear begins to be taught to the child. So the kid is, you know, growing up, they don't know anything about fear. What do they know about fear? Nothing. See, God didn't give us a spirit of fear, so this kid did not come here with fear, all right? You weren't given a spirit of fear, but you were taught one. That is for you. Oh, yes, you can be taught to fear. Some of the major teachers of fear are our parents growing up. They make us afraid of, you know, all kinds of things, you know. And here's how parents do it. It's because what you're afraid of, it gets passed on to the child. Because, you know, kids learn a lot from what they see every day around them. So they see you very fearful, and then they're going to adapt those same things. But another way to learn fear is through school. A lot of fear is taught there. And then the television, through the various mediums, TV, you know, scary movies. And the news teaches fear, okay? And, you know, but God told us don't fear. So, you know, we are standing in this gap here. We need to come out of that. We need to, you know, again, cast out that spirit of fear. Okay, who was that that said, oh, my God, why they slapped the little newborns? Yeah. Okay, all right. Yeah, they do. They hit you, or they. I know they. I don't know if they still do it today, but they. You know, they say that they're doing that to. Sometimes they have to get the baby's lungs opened, but I think they could have tickled them. Maybe they would have got them open, right? But so yes, these are scientific studies. So how do you stop this fear that is stopping you? People afraid to start businesses. Oh, I'm afraid that if I start a business now, I'm afraid that, you know, the economy is going to stay bad for another 5 years. And 5 years hasn't even come yet, and they're already fearful of what 5 years could bring. That's called being fearful of the future. Fearful of the future. And then some people are afraid of what happens in other places, that it'll happen where they are. You know, there's all different kinds of fear out there. I don't have time to break them down here on the show today. But I do want to congratulate Miss Denise. Now you can see why she'll be on the show on Monday, who absolutely got it right. Denise, you got it right.
Oh, there.
Get the prize, Denise. You get the prize. Guess what your prize is? Guess what your prize is?
What's my prize?
Your prize for guessing that is that you have to make sure that you are not acting in fear.
All right.
That's your prize.
Okay. I receive that.
Well,
I
ain't
got time for fear. I'm too busy.
I tell you, Denise is fearless. If you would see the things that this lady is doing, I mean, listen, there is no fear over her life. Trust me. She is doing big things. I mean, her life exudes strength and power. She is not fearful. Again, some of us were, you know, taught fearful, you know, that the whole bully concept. And I know when I was growing up, I heard words like, you know, you're a coward. And so, again, you know, people are taught fear. Some people are threatened as children. If you've been abused, you may develop fear. If you've been a child that's been abused, you may, if you've been neglected, you may be fearful of your environment. You may be fearful of your family members or of society. If you are a race of people and you are being mistreated, you may fear another race and all kinds of things. I'm telling you, there's many, many, many ways to get fear. But let's talk for a minute about how to stop fear in its tracks. And, you know, what we found out is that fear is one of the reasons, isn't that I would definitely surmise that it is the top reason why people don't achieve what they want in life. I didn't say you don't get what other people have. You don't get what you want, right? And it is time to say no to your fears. You know, fear paralyzes people, and it won't allow you to move to where you need to be in life. Now, here are some things you can do. Number one, you need to confirm what you believe. You need to confirm your realities. And you have to be able to step aside that fear, you know, step beyond it, look past it, and visualize, you know, for yourself a peaceful scenario, a successful scenario. Get that vision. And when it comes to visions, write it down. Write down where you see yourself. Write down what you see yourself doing. If you see yourself, you know, an engineer in a lab, or, you know, sitting at a table designing the next greatest tower, then visualize that. If you visualize yourself sitting across the desk making, you know, a major real estate deal, visualize it. Or if you see yourself in a studio choreographing the next great, you know, Alvin Haley type dance ensemble, visualize it. Put yourself in there and confirm what you believe. Because if you keep fearing something, you're going to attract to you the very thing you fear. Remember, the great book of Job, he says, the thing I feared the most came upon me. Yes. The thing I feared, and you don't have to worry, Denise, this is the Coach Lalisa Show, and the Coach Lalisa is a minister of the gospel. So this is not a show where you cannot talk about God and Jesus, all right? So we've been doing it ever since air, and it's all right. We've had many people on the show that are pastors and all kinds of other things that they've come on. So you are free right here. And anyway, we want to help people get to the next level. The other thing that you want to do is to keep in mind that now, yes, we want to have a reverential fear of God. We reverence him. And we, in other words, he is so awesome that we don't want to miss heaven. So we're not fearful. Okay, we're not afraid of him, but we understand that he's not to be played with either, okay? Now, also, I'm not, you know, we need to be fearful of some things. Like, you need to be fearful of standing out in the middle of Route 80 or 81 or 70 or wherever you live, you know, during a high traffic time of the day. You need to be fearful of that, okay? In your life. So you want to be fearful. You want to be fearful of jumping off buildings and you don't have wings to fly. So some fear is healthy, okay? So don't get it twisted. But you got to make sure that fear is in its proper place, right? You don't want to go jumping off the edge of a cliff. You don't want to you know, go down there to, where is that, in Texas somewhere, and grab a bull by the horns, all right? No, don't do that. You don't want to go bullfight, no. So you have to have some fear. Also, keep in mind, try not to worry too much, because worrying also can lead to fear. Now, we know in the book of Philippians, we are told to be anxious for nothing. So don't worry. Don't be anxious. Relax. Be at peace. Okay? Now, worrying, some people, they worry way too much, and they try to make excuses for their worry. But worry and fear go together, so you want to stay away from worrying. Oh, I was worried that you were out there and something had happened to you. So how is that helping you? You were worried that something happened to me. Did you go out and look for me? Did you call all the hospitals? I mean, just worrying that something would happen to me, how is that helping you? Did your worry cause you to get down on your knees or your face and pray? I mean, how did the, you worried about me being out there, how did that, what did that do for you? A parent may say, well, I'm worried that my child won't get into college. Okay, why are you worried about that when you could spend hours helping them with their homework, making sure they're getting the proper tutoring they need, helping them fill out the college application, taking them to the SAT prep classes that start somewhere when they're around the 7th, 8th, or 9th grade. But see, now that means you got to get up on Saturday mornings and spend all day at somebody's high school if you want to. But so worrying is not really anything that's beneficial. However, worrying can be a sign of where you need to go and work and something that you may need to go do, okay? Great. So five, you want to be, careful about emotional attachments to fear. You know, just like we talked about emotional attachments to foods that we eat. So you want to be careful of these emotional attachments. You know, it could feel very comfortable to try to figure out everything and to be fearful. You know, fear, and then fear can be hiding other feelings and things that we don't want to deal with. Just like when it comes to losing weight, a lot of weight, people sometimes, really what's happening is that they're fearful. Some people are fearful that they don't have enough money to buy a whole new wardrobe, and what's going to happen to all those hundreds of thousands of dollars that they've already spent. Fears, all kinds of things that can happen with emotional attachment. You also want to name your fears. And then you want to, like Denise said, replace that fear with faith. And then also you can replace your fear with hope. Be hopeful. You know, start imagining the great things and the best things and the wonderful things that can happen. Well, everyone, we have 60 seconds left to the show, believe it or not. It's been great. It's been real. I tell you, the time really, really flies. Well, that is Christians for You. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. All right. So, everyone, don't forget, Monday, Denise Jenkins right here on the Coach Lalisa Show right here on Blog Talk Radio. There's still time to register for our event. There's still time for the book. If you want to come to the book convention tomorrow, you can call 888-714-7776 or go to my website, which you will hear in the credits of the show. It gives out the website. Minister Pat will be there, Mr. Ian D. Cole, Deborah Brown Davis, Al Walker, Pastor Rebecca Simmons. We have Pastor Johnny Caldwell. I'm expecting Director Joshua Coates to be there. We have Mr. Roderick Twyman is going to be there, Linda Wiggins Edwards, Elizabeth Allen Patty. We're speaking of all the authors that are coming. Ms. Sharon Brown, Yvonne Bulknight, she's a reading specialist. She will be there to talk about some things. Just all kind of people will be there, author experts, marketing experts. We have a PR lady coming. She writes PRs. She helps people prepare PowerPoints for your presentations, like the one you'll see that I'll be doing. She'll be able to help you with that. Just phenomenal, phenomenal things that's going to be happening there tomorrow. Please make sure you come. Thanks. Great, great, great. All right. It's tonight where you are, tonight where Paul is. All right, Jimpton, we hope you come back and join us again. Welcome to the guests that just tuned in. You can go back and listen to the archives. Don't forget, tomorrow, yes, we will see you for a great day. But we'll see you back here on Monday. Don't forget, you got to stop the fear. Stop fearing. And your goals will take you to the destiny of your dream.
Thank you for tuning in to another segment of the Coach Lalisa Show. Well, we hope you learned something. Now your challenge is to go and apply the tips, tools, or strategies that you have learned here today. And don't forget to invite a friend. Share the knowledge. Share the love. Share the wealth with everyone. Well, we are honored that you were here with us today for this 30-minute segment. The Coach Lalisa Show can be heard right here on Blog Talk Radio every morning, Monday through Friday, at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been great, it's been real, it's been awesome, and you gotta keep moving on up, because in reality, there ain't nothing stopping you now. You are on the move, and this has been Coach Lalisa J. Williams.